Blog Talk Radio.
Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful, 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 powerful. And
good evening, everyone. This is Chris on IMTM Worldwide Radio, and this is Women in Business. Now, of course, I promised last year that we're going to get a couple of shows in under the gun. Didn't happen. But hey, guess what? It's the first of the year, and this is the first Women in Business show for 2019, right at the end of January. So I'm very happy and pleased that we were able to get this show in. Of course, the Women in Business show is really a celebration to women as a whole. Women really play such a huge part in the roles of the world today. I give a thought of seeing Taraji P. Henson getting her star on the Walk of Fame. The 30 years of being in the business to get her to that point shows what it really means to have work ethic and, you know, strength of character to really push through, you know, everything to get to that point. So that's why I do this show for the most part. So 646-79, thanks for all who's listening in so far on blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio. Make sure you follow the Instagram page on IMTM Worldwide Radio. There is a Twitter page, believe it or not, on IMTM Radio. And, of course, if you want to follow along all shows that come on IMTM Worldwide Radio, especially Women in Business, download the speaker app to your iPhone or Android phone through your App Store. Follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio page. By the way, the reason you do that is twofold. One, it helps us get picked up by our iHeartRadio. And two, I'm going to start doing giveaways again on Free Stuff Friday, and some of them involve money. So if you like free money, you better be following the show. I might mention your name on tonight. Never know. So tonight is the first Women in Business show, as I mentioned, and our guest tonight is someone who has several pursuits that she has started to move forward on. Some of them involve modeling. Some of them involve acting. A few of them might even involve music. She is a mother. And she works hard to provide for her family, but she has chosen to make the sacrifices to reach these goals that she has set out for herself. We're going to find out more about her, who she is, what she's doing. And by the way, if you support her, go ahead and call in and let her know. So tune in, listen in, call in. Love to hear from you. But that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our guest for tonight. Her name is Ashley Navion. Ashley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Hopefully the little Oprah intro helped you out a little bit too, right?
Right.
Good. All right, so first things first, thank you so much for taking time out on a Wednesday night. Hopefully you're staying warm where you are right now. So first of all, where are you at right now, Ashley?
I'm actually in Atlanta. I'm actually in Marietta. It's kind of like on the outskirts of Atlanta. So that's where I'm at right now in Marietta. Yeah, that's right.
All right. So where are you from originally?
I'm from a little town by the name of Valdosta, Georgia. It's right before you get to the Florida line. So, yeah. But I grew up partly in Valdosta, and I moved up here to Atlanta and graduated from high school. But, yeah, Valdosta, that's my little city.
Okay. So if there was one thing about Valdosta that everybody needs to know about, what would it be?
The Wildcats. We are big on football, so Wildcats, yeah. It's a big deal.
All right. Yeah, I will admit, I remember way back in the day when I was in school that all we heard about was Valdosta. So I can't even say nothing to that. You know, that. you ended up going to school in Atlanta, so you were there in Valdosta for a short period of time. So most of your time has been in Atlanta. So what has been Atlanta been like for you as far as growing up? For everybody is different, of course. How would you describe your young years in the ATL?
Well, I can say my young years, it was pretty tough being that I had moved away, you know, took a big step and moved away from my family. So, you know, I was kind of stepping out on a little faith, you know, and everything. But I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I had. And so I knew that, you know, if I wanted to pursue what I was trying to do, then it was best that I, you know, take that leap. So that's definitely what I did. And like I say, it's been a little rough path, but, you know, I've learned over the years, you know, how to survive. So that's a good thing. And, you know, everything is the way it should be.
Exactly.
So.
So what was it that did kind of precipitate the move then? You mentioned, you know, going after a few things that you wanted to do. What were those things initially?
Well, I know that I've always wanted to do modeling in it. As a matter of fact, that was the main goal, modeling and, of course, acting, you know, doing a couple of movies here and there if I can. And I've also discovered, you know, I can sing a little bit. So I was kind of, you know, shocked. I'm like, wow, you know, I've never thought I could sing. So I'm definitely going to get involved with a little bit of music, you know, raps and writing music and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm trying to do it all.
Okay. All right. I hear you now. See, you're messed up now. You might make me put you on the spot, but I'll think about it later. So let me ask you about modeling first, though. See, you're messed up now. All right. So let me ask you, what is it about modeling that, because everybody is different when they say the words, well, I've always thought about modeling, or someone told me that I looked cute or I was pretty or whatnot. But what is it about modeling that even makes you excited about thinking about it? Because everybody's different. What is it for you about modeling?
Well, you know, like, I've always liked to take pictures. Like, you know, I'm always taking pictures. So that's the one thing I do like about modeling, you know, taking pictures, you know, doing photo shoots, you know, meeting new people, you know, just everything about it, the fashion, you know, just getting dressed up, you know, just being pretty. So, you know, I enjoy doing all of that stuff. And, you know, it's just fun. It's just like, you know, planning makeup and putting on nice clothes and, you know, strutting the runway, doing, you know, fashion. So, and getting paid for it at the same time.
I
like everything
that, right?
About it. Huh?
I said, you can't beat that, right? I said, you can't beat that, right?
Not at all.
So let's you actually just had a shoot not too long ago, last Saturday, I believe. So right off the bat, I'm going to go ahead and kind of give the audience a little bit of a hint. It was raining that day. And it was at night. So, Ashley, tell us about your. We're not going to do a whole long spiel about it, but give us a little brief experience of your shoot that night, with all the elements and things of that nature. How, first of all, did you enjoy yourself? But tell the audience a little bit about your shoot.
Oh yeah, I most definitely enjoyed myself. Now, I was a little nervous at first. I'll admit that. Because this shoot here, it was a little bit different. It was something different, you know, that I've never done, being that I've had other photo shoots in the past. But the fact that, for one, it was cold is I don't know what. I don't know what it was, but I just know it was cold that night. And on top of that, it was raining. And we did it on the train, so. Doing a photo shoot on the train, that was definitely different for me because even though, yeah, I do want to do modeling and you're going to be around people all the time, it was just like I was not ready for this. You know, I wasn't expecting to do a photo shoot on a train, you know, with people, you know, passengers, you know, on the train. But, you know, I eventually got over it really quick. You know, I got in the mood and I was like, you know, this is something I really want to do, so I'm just going to get it on out the way. And it actually turned out good. It turned out really good. I was appalled by that. But at the same time, when I had to do the bathing suit, now that there, that was totally different too, because like I say, it was very cold that night, but I knew it was only going to be for a couple of seconds. And then, you know, the fact that the photographer, you know, he got me coffee, you know, I stayed warm and everything right up until the time to do the actual shoot. So it went really well. It went really well. I was like, okay, I can get used to this. So, you know, that was definitely something different because, I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody would not have wanted to do that, you know. But like I say, it's something that I really want to do. So it's like, yeah, let's do this, you know.
And one of the things I've always said is eventually you got to step across that line. And I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, audience, yes, I was a photographer. But she all night she kept getting compliments from people, just strangers. Oh, you look so nice, baby. And, you know, most of the women, and you know, the guys are just kind of eyeing her and stuff. There was this one guy came up the escalator. He almost fell over looking at her. I was like, go on, be walking now. And so that, you know, everything is an experience. And that's one of the reasons, mostly because of the rain, I switched the whole photo shoot up, of course. But I was determined to get three looks in. And so the bathing suit was one of the options. And I said, I still think we could do it. It just depends how hard it might rain. And as she mentioned, I got her a little coffee to get her, you know, warmed up. So I took her to this location I have shot before, but never in the dark and never in the rain. So I was pretty sure I could pull it off to where nobody would recognize it, and I think I did that. And the exciting part was it's in a part of Buckhead to where technically I really did expect us to see security. But no one showed up, and we were able to get our shots. And so I was very excited about that. You do see some of those pictures now. On her page and also on mine. I've already mentioned one of the pages. I'll mention them later on in the show. So before we go to my next set of questions, we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and get them on and see who they are. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, caller. You're live.
Hey, this is Tiffany Newsom. I'm calling from Valdosta, Georgia. And Ashley is my sister, and I just want to support her and tell her that I'm very proud of her and everything that she's doing and everything that she's accomplishing. And I just want to let her know that I love her so much, and I'm so excited.
I appreciate you calling in so much. Ashley, I know you got to have something to say to that.
I know. I love you too, sis. That was so good. I'm happy too. Thank you, boo.
Tiffany, how's Valdosta tonight? Y'all having decent weather down there?
It's pretty cold. It's like in, I think, the 35, 40. It's not really cold, but it's cold. Cold enough for me. I like the heat.
It's going to get colder, right. So y'all make sure y'all stay warm down there, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Tiffany, for calling in tonight.
All right. Thank
you,
y'all, for having me. Chat with y'all later.
Okay, boo.
That's what it's all about right there. That's family support. And one thing I will mention before going to my next set of questions is, I mean, seriously, one of the reasons that a lot of people don't move forward with any kind of goals or plans or dreams or aspirations is lack of support. And most of the time, that's from the family side of things. And it's not impossible, but it is harder when you don't have any support, especially if it's from family, because then you really feel like you're by yourself. So that's really cool, Ashley, that you have a sister there, you know, calling in like that live. Letting you know that you definitely have some support, and she's proud of you too. So that's really cool. 646-652-4479. If any more fans of Ashley want to call in, feel free to do so. So okay, so we talked about your photo shoot, but we also wanted to talk a little bit about the acting side of things because you are in Atlanta. You're in the mecca of everything when it comes to the film industry, of course. So tell us a little bit about things that you thought about as far as acting.
Well, acting, like I say, I've never did acting before, but this is something I've always wanted to do. So, and then being that I'm right here, you know, in the city to do it, and it's something I've always wanted to do, why not? But actually, I don't really have anything certain. I just know that I want to do movies and series and definitely probably reality TV. So, yeah, I think I have the personality for that. Yeah. Definitely decided about a lot of things that's coming.
Well, I can attest to your personality, sure.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got some things up under my belt, you know, but like I say, I'm the type that, you know, I don't like to talk too much. I'd rather, you know, show you. So.
There you go. That's how you say it, Ashley.
Yeah, you know.
Let me ask you.
Walk, not talk, you know.
So there you go. Let me ask you this. If there was a project that either is in production or something even in the future that nobody knows about yet, what would it be? What would be something you would like to be in that you've seen as of or things of that nature? Name a project for me.
Probably the Bad Boys 3. I was kind of really excited about that, you know, being that they were going to be casting for that right here in Atlanta. But, yeah, that would have been something that I would have loved to be a part of. So, and then being that they had Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, oh, my God, that's going to be dope. But, yeah,
So there's always projects and there's always opportunities, and you're going to be ready for them because you've got yourself set up with everything right now. So be excited because you're there. And guess what? As soon as this cold air goes away, it's going to just be crazy in Atlanta as far as shooting. So definitely
I'm
be ready for that.
Yes, I am ready.
So guess what? We actually have some more callers on the line. So let's see if I can get both of them before I ask you a few more questions. Good evening, caller.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're live.
Hey, hello?
Hello, you're live. Go ahead. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, my name is Andre, and I'm calling from College Park.
What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Ashley, what's up?
Hey, Trey. It's nice to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. How's everything? You're definitely going to be a star.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's the move. That's the move.
I'm watching out to see all your new programs on TV.
You say you watch it. That's good, though. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. I believe in you. I think you're definitely going to make it. Just keep pushing.
Yeah,
keep trying, all right?
Support. What's up?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I say I appreciate your support. That's what's up.
Yeah. Keep trying and keep pushing, girl. You're definitely going to make
it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to the program. I was like, yo, Ashley, yeah, you're definitely going to make it, girl.
Thank you. That's the word right there, Andre.
You appreciate that, man. Representing College Park, especially, too.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Hey. Super Bowl coming up, man. I can't wait. What TV is out for the Super Bowl, bro? Hey, Ashley, what team do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to have to go with the Rams because, you know, I can't say the Patriots, you know, because we already know why we can't say the Patriots. But I'm going to have to go with the Rams. Not really a football fan, but, you know, I don't know. I think I'm going to just have to go with the Rams.
Yeah. You know what I would like to see you do in the future? It would definitely be like an ad, like for Pepsi or something.
I could see myself doing that.
Yeah, do an ad or something for Pepsi or like a big Super Bowl ad or something.
Right.
Get you right here where you want to be, right?
That sounds about right.
That's a good goal right there. 2020 is right around the corner. This is when you start, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you go in places, girl. What are you saying, sir?
Go ahead.
I'm telling her, keep going. I definitely see her going places, you know what I mean? Hope when she get turn superstar, she can send me an autograph, you know?
Right.
That's cool. Andre, we appreciate the call, man. We got a couple other callers. I want to get them on too, okay?
Yeah, man. One love, Ashley. Take care of yourself, girl. Keep pushing.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right.
It was Andre representing College Park. That's pretty cool right there, Ashley. Got people wanting you in Super Bowl commercials and stuff. I can't even hit on that one. But I am glad that you just said the Rams, because I would have had to do this if you had said the Patriots. Okay, just letting you know. All right. So we actually got a couple more callers. Let me see if I can get them in before I finish some of your questions here. Go ahead, caller. Let us know where you're calling from and your name, please. Caller, you're live. Hello, caller, you're live on Women in Business. On hold. Let's try this caller here. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you're live.
Hi, Chris.
Good
it's
evening,
Sean.
Caller. You're Hey, oh, hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hi.
Yes, that's
I'm
how you know I know everybody in the world, because I recognize her voice.
Hi, I just want to say keep up the good work. You know, the first step to success is outside your comfort zone. So just keep pushing and don't give up on your dreams. Chris is a great motivator for me. And he has encouraged me and motivated me to continue to follow my dreams. So I just want to say I'm proud of you and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. That was sweet. Thank you. I like that.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you calling in as well. And of course, anytime you need help, just let me know, okay?
I will. You guys have a good evening. I just want to call real quick and check in. I have so much stuff going on right now, but I do want to show my support. It's not enough for that these days. So, like I said, keep up the good work and just keep pushing forward.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, Sean, so much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
That was Sean representing Columbus, Georgia. And one of the main reasons I created this Women in Business show was that a lot of times women don't support other women. And I made a big point about that. When I started this, the reason I even started this show is actually a year ago, I was actually doing Women in Business posts just on my Instagram page. And I would highlight and feature someone I knew personally that had their own business. So in middle of 2018, when I decided to relaunch my radio station, I was trying to think of shows that I could do. One of them, of course, is my sports show around the APL, every Tuesday night, APL, Chambers Pub. Sorry, I couldn't help it. But I wanted to do a show that was kind of based on the Women in Business post. So I figured, okay, well, let me think of a format and let me think of a night I could do it and all that. And that's how I started it. And ever since then, I mean, I've had a lot of different women on the show. I've had Olympic gold medalists on my show. I've had lawyers, clothing designers, doctors, all kinds of people on the show that are women. And one of the main things that the other women have said over the past year is that support goes a long way. Thing is, you can't be afraid to tell people about what you do. I'll say that one more time. You can't be afraid to tell people what you do, no matter what it is. You've got to be that person at a certain point. So I appreciate Sean definitely calling in. She has her own business that she's getting working on and starting. And like I said, she just called in to tell someone she ain't never met before. Keep up the good work.
Exactly. That's what's up.
We do have this other caller. Let's see if there's other caller before I get back into my interview. I didn't know I was going to have all these callers call in. Let's see if we can get this other person in. Go ahead, caller. Let us know your name and where you're calling from, please. Good evening, caller. You're live. Hey, caller. All right. I think that caller might actually be, well, they might be shy. I don't know. But they might just be listening to the show and they called in by accident there. So back to the interview. I don't want to lose the interview here. We're doing really good, though, as far as time and everything. So we talked about modeling. We talked about a little bit of acting. Let's talk a little bit, just a little bit, because you said something at the beginning now. You said, you know, you discover you can sing a little bit. So how did you discover that you could sing a little bit? And what kind of music would you say would be your genre once you start really getting, you know, serious with the music?
Let's see. I like to know, you know, nowadays we got Snapchat and stuff like that. So I always used to, you know, record myself singing in the car or in the house, you know. And I got, you know, if it's my favorite song comes on and I might want to sing it. And then a lot of the times I would save the videos to my phone or whatever, but most of the time it would be like lip singing, and then I would actually just, you know, sing the song. So I was, you know, sometimes I would play the song back and I'm like, well, you know, I don't sound too bad. So, you know, I actually had started taking singing classes or whatever. So I was actually thinking about doing that, but I actually was going to kind of put that on hold, being that I'm trying to do the modeling and acting. I didn't want to be trying to put too much on my plate at the same time, which sometimes I tend to do, but yeah, I think I'm going to just, you know, start out with that, and I'm definitely going to get involved with the music and, you know, stuff too.
Okay. So can I put you on the spot and you send me a verse or something? Come on. No pressure.
No, I'm not going to sing.
No pressure. Okay, I got you. Don't worry. No peer pressure over here. You won't get me on TMZ no time soon. But anyway, so that being said, all right, so this is what I want to do. Ashley, can you stick with me for a few more questions?
Yes, I definitely can do that.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to finish up our interview with Ashley. She's having a great night here on Women in Business on INTN Worldwide Radio. Thank you all who so far been calling in and listening to the show. Make sure you're following the Instagram page, INTN Worldwide Radio. Definitely download that Spreaker app to your phone so you can listen to this show and past shows as well. The Spreaker app is Spreaker.com, and then you follow the INTN Worldwide page. Radio page on Spreaker. Make sure you let everybody know about that. I appreciate that. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to play a little song called Under Construction by my man C. Ross, who also represents Columbus, Georgia. This is Women in Business on INTN Worldwide Radio tonight, featuring Ashley Mazion. Don't go anywhere.
If you don't know the game, it's easy.
And we are back. This is Women in Business on IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Chris, of course, and we have our guest Ashley Mazion on the line that was under construction by my man C. Ross in Columbus, Georgia. I want to say thank you to all the callers so far that have called in to show Ashley some love tonight. That was really cool, especially with Tiffany leading it off, his sister down there in Valdosta, Georgia. Ashley, how are you doing tonight so far, sweetheart?
I am doing good. Doing good. I'm staying warm, so I'm doing good.
Nice, nice, nice. So my man Andre out of College Park did mention the Super Bowl. There was some stuff that you were actually doing the last few days going into this week related to the Super Bowl. Tell the audience a little bit about what you've been doing.
Okay, well, basically, what I do is me and others, you know, we go into the celebrities' trailers and, you know, we basically just set up for them. You know, we set them up snacks and, you know, drinks, coffee, you know, since it is cold, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, we basically get them prepped, you know, before they come into the trailer, you know, just so they can be comfortable and have everything they need before they, you know, go and perform. Sometimes they may ask for extra stuff, so, you know, if they ask for anything extra, you know, we'll just go back around and, you know, give them, you know, whatever it is that they need. And pretty much, you know, that's what we do. And then, like, after they perform, while they're performing, you know, we just go around and, you know, make sure that they, again, have everything that they need restocked on and stuff like that. And basically when that celebrity leaves, you know, we get ready to flip the trailer for the next celebrity to, you know, go in. So that's pretty much what we do like that. It's pretty much what we do.
There's a reason. There's a reason I brought it up. But who are some of the celebs that you got, you did get a chance to meet in the months of your work time?
Oh man, I've met quite a lot of them. Pastor Troye, you see Slim Thug, Rich Homie Quan, The Brat, Jermaine Dupri. It was a lot of them. I can't even remember. Derez Deshawn, Waka Flocka, his wife. Yeah, it was quite a bit of them. Trinidad James, Lucci. Yeah, it was a quite. It's a quite. I can't even remember, Mom. It was so many. It was too many of them to name. I swear I didn't. But with how many I met, so yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just they regular people. You know, they real cool, down to earth. So yeah.
Well, the reason I brought it up in the first place was that, well, one, you were booked to be out there and you're working. Two, you're meeting a lot of different people, which means you're networking. Three, you're also being professional. It goes without saying that in Atlanta you need to be professional, and that's why I brought it up. So here's someone who is a young woman in ATL that is pursuing some of these goals that she's been wanting to do for a long time, and now she's doing it. I have another question, actually, because a lot of women over a period of time, when it comes to that point where they really do start thinking about maybe wanting to do something, there's one thing that, unfortunately, a lot of them end up, well, I won't say, let's see, how can I say this? Let me backtrack a little bit. No, I would just say it. There's a lot of women that will say, well, I would do this, but I've had it to where, of course, some, you know, of course, you can't do too much when you actually, you know, you're actually pregnant, right? But either before or after, you know what I'm saying? So are you anticipating having kids, you know, or, you know, so it's one of those deals like, you know, everyone has kids. Everybody has families. Everybody has responsibilities. A lot of people have jobs. A lot of people also go to school. There's people who I know right now who have kids. They go to school and they work, and they also model and or act and or do music. Right. So how do you manage with your family to do all the things that you do? Because you're a mother as well, right?
Right. Oh, I mean, I manage
how do
pretty
you do
well,
it?
You know, like I have support, you know, like I say, I have you know, a best friend, and then, you know, I have, my kids have family here, so it's definitely the support. So, you know, whenever I need to go and do a photo shoot, or, you know, if I need to, you know, be there at that modeling gig, you know, all I got to do is, you know, plan it in advance, and I'm there. You know, like I say, I don't let that stop me from doing what I got to do, you know, because, I mean, we ain't getting any younger. So, I mean, I'm not letting nothing hold me back, you know, something that I've always wanted to do. So, definitely going to put my all into it. And, you know, the thing is, the people that's in my circle, you know, they know what I'm trying to do. So they know that, okay, if Ashley says she need to be here, she need to do that, you know, it's serious business. I'm you know, we serious. So they already know. It's a go.
The proof is in the pudding. That cliche can't ever get old, because at a certain point, once you show the actions are louder than the words, you tend to have a little bit more support than still just keep talking about something that you say you're going to do and never get around to doing it, and then expect people to jump through hoops when you finally get around to it. It just can't work like that. Not in a reasonable world, anyway. 646-652-4479. So I appreciate you just bringing that up, Ashley, as far as not letting nothing stop you, for sure. But then also being able to have that support as well and make that support happen, too. Sometimes you got to put your foot down, y'all. Like, seriously, sometimes you gotta be like, look, this is how it has to be. you gotta be forceful for the stuff that you say. Because again, I guess I'll have to bring the petty out a little bit. Some of y'all know I'm petty, right? You prioritize to get to the club, right? You prioritize to get to the club or the after party to the after party to the after party. You prioritize to be able to make sure you get to that, right? Or you stand in line to get the new, you know, clothes or whatever it might be. The priorities have to be equaled out eventually, though. You see what I'm saying? And lots of times they're not. And how do I know? Because when people do ask you, well, do you have the resume, or do you have the portfolio, or do you have the business plan, or do you have the headshot, or do you have the acting reel, right? Can you produce it? And mm-hmm. there's an answer, yes or no, right? So I really do appreciate the efforts that you're putting in, Ashley. Again, you've done a lot in a very short period of time relative to, you know, like I said, a lot of people out there, right? And there's a lot of people who are listening to you right now who might get it in them to be like, man, shoot, I need to be like Ashley. And and again, they'll remember this. And like I said, there's people who are listening now, but there'll be people who will listen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years from now. This interview can really, like, change someone's life, possibly. I always tell people that. It ain't me. I mean, I play a little bit of part of it, but it's usually the people who I have as guests. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I try so hard to have, you know, different people, whether or not they have a little notoriety or they're brand new. Nobody knows who they are yet. But just like Andre in College Park, he said, you're going to be on the Super Bowl commercial. I can't even argue with that, right?
I know that's right. I can't even.
It's the number, y'all. As we get ready to close out, Ashley, let me ask you, what would you say in regards to advice to those who are thinking about wanting to get started, whatever it is they want to get started in? What would be one piece of advice you'd give them?
My future advice is, I would just say, you know, only keep people in your circle, you know, who want to see you win. I mean, if you got dream stealers, you know, the people who you feel like they're not really going to support you, to give you the kind of support that you need, those would be the people that you need to cut off. You need people in your circle of winners. You know, sometimes your friends may not be able to go with you to the top. You know, you may have to cut off some family members. So my thing is, you know, just stick to the plan and do what you got to do and, you know, never give up.
Gotcha. How can people find you on social media, on the internet, World Wide Web?
You can hit me up on Instagram at Queen Teens. That's Queen Teens with a K, K-W-E-E-N, underscore T-I-N-G with 3 Z's, Queen Teens on Instagram.
Nice. And just a FYI for the audience, be looking out for a new article on my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, featuring Miss Ashley. It's going to be her photos from her photo shoot. She has a video that I also shot. Just a whole bunch of good stuff in regards to what she's going to be doing, just to give everyone a good idea about her talents and what she's going to be able to do for the future. So be looking out for that on imtnworldwide.com. future article, which will include her pictures and a video. It's going to be really cool, y'all. And, of course, following on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide, the radio page, IMTM Worldwide Radio. But really, really, really important, y'all. Make sure y'all download that Spreaker app. I really appreciate the support. If you download Spreaker.com, follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio page on Spreaker. Make sure you register for free. Verify your email. It takes 30 seconds, y'all, 30 seconds. Again, I'm trying to get iHeartRadio to pick up a radio station in the near future. So, Ashley, I'm going to let you go and make sure you stay warm the rest of this week. I know you've got some more events coming up. The Super Bowl is this weekend. I'm happy that you are going for the right team in this particular case, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to talk to you no more. But you make sure you have fun the rest of this weekend. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm not that serious about it. I kind of am, though. But it's all in fun. But again, seriously though, Ashley, I want to wish you well on your endeavors, your future endeavors, things that you know you're working on, things that you don't know you're going to be working on yet. But it looks like you have a great start so far. You got a lot of support, obviously. You know that now, right? And you have a drive and work ethic, and you mentioned the personality that goes a long way. So I'm really happy for you. I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to have you on the show again. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That was good.
No problem, Ashley. You take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too.
And that was Miss Ashley Mezion, y'all. We did her. Make sure she gets her applause on that one. That was a great interview. So, as I wrap it up, again, this was the first Women in Business show of 2019. There will be more, of course. So, we'll be looking out for updates and promos for new guests throughout the year. Again, IMTM Worldwide is my business page for Instagram. IMTM Worldwide Radio is the radio page, obviously. There is an Instagram, Twitter page for the radio show, IMTM Radio. But more important, make sure you go to the page, register for free, and make sure you follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio page. I really, 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 really appreciate that support on there. Thanks to all who called in, especially Tiffany, Ashley's sister. That was really cool. Andre, representing from College Park, and then also Sean from Columbus, Georgia, and some of the others. And definitely the 904 number, thank you for calling in and listening to the show live on the radio on IMTN Worldwide Radio. This was Women in Business. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care now.